Walker had any doubts about her ability, she wished he would just come out and say so. But if Tucker had doubts about her, then turnabout was fair play, she thought wryly, because she sure as hell wasn't certain about him. Not that he'd said or done anything wrong. The uneasiness that kept her on edge around him was instinctive, without any concrete reason. She wished he was one of the three men going into the plant, rather than remaining behind with her. The thought of spending the hours alone with him wasn't nearly as nerve-wracking as knowing Dallas would be in danger, but she didn't need the added tension when her nerves already felt stretched and raw. Tucker originally had planned to go in, but Dallas was the one who had argued against it. "Look, boss," he had said in that calm way of his, "it isn't that you can't do the job because you're as good as I am, but it isn't necessary that you take the risk. If you had to, that would be different, but you don't." An indecipherable look had flashed between the two men, and Tucker had given a brief nod. Dallas and Tucker had known each other before Tucker put this team together, had worked together before. The only thing that reassured Naima about the team leader was that her husband trusted and respected him, and Dallas Burdock was no one's pushover. To the contrary, in fact. Dallas was one of the toughest, most dangerous men she had ever met. She had thought he was the most dangerous, until she met Tucker. That in itself was scary, because Dallas was something else. Until 5 months ago, she hadn't really believed men like him existed. Now she knew differently. Her throat tightened as she watched her husband, his dark head bent as he once again focused all his attention on his supplies and equipment. Just like that, he could tune out everything but the job. His power of concentration was awesome. She had seen that level of concentration in only one other man, Tucker. She felt a sudden little ping of disbelief, almost a suspension of reality, that she was actually married, especially to a man like Dallas. She had known him for just 5 months, loved him for almost as long, and in so many ways he was still a stranger to her. They were slowly learning each other, settling down into the routine of marriage. Well, as routine as it could get, given their jobs as contract agents for various concerns, principally the CIA. Dallas was calm and steady and capable. Once she would have described those characteristics as desirable if you were the domestic suburban type, but basically unexciting. Not now. There was nothing staid about Dallas. Need a cat out of a tree? Dallas could climb that tree as if he were a cat. Need the plumbing fixed? Dallas could fix it. Need to be dragged out of the surf? He was a superior swimmer. Need someone to make a difficult shot? He was an expert marksman. Need to blow up a building in Iran? Dallas was your man. So it took some doing to be tougher and more dangerous than Dallas, but Tucker somehow was. She didn't know why she was so certain. It wasn't Tucker's physical appearance. He was tall and lean, but not as muscular as Dallas. He wasn't edgy. If anything, he was even more low-key than Dallas. But there was something in his eyes, in his characteristic stillness, that told her Tucker was lethal. She kept her doubts about the team leader to herself. She wanted to trust Dallas's opinion of Tucker because she trusted her husband so much. Besides, she was the one who had really wanted to take this job, while Dallas had been leaning toward a diving trip to Australia. Maybe she was just letting the tension of the situation get to her. They were, after all, on a job that would get them all killed if they were discovered. But success was even more important than escaping detection. The small facility buried deep in these cold mountains was manufacturing a biological agent scheduled to be shipped to a terrorist base in Sudan. An airstrike would be the fastest, most efficient way to destroy it, but that would also trigger an international crisis and destroy the delicate balance of the Middle East along with the factory. A full-scale war wasn't what anyone wanted. With an airstrike ruled out, the plant had to be destroyed from the ground, and that meant the explosives had to be hand-placed, as well as powerful. Dallas wasn't relying just on Semtex to do the job. There were fuels and accelerants in the factory that he planned to use to make certain the plant didn't just go boom, but that it burned to the ground. They had been in Iran 5 days.